This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Buddy, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What's going on?
That thing where we take a heartwarming, lovely story.
Oh.
And you destroy it with your cynicism.
Yeah, I ruin it. Yes.
We call this Can Steve Ruin This? I'm about to tell a story, and it's heartwarming. It made me choke up a little bit when I read it earlier. And then Steve will maybe ruin it. So far, he has a pretty good streak going of 100%.
That's right.
But we also have a theme song. We have a pretty much a like a Lazy Susan full of
nice.
It's just this revolving thing in a cabinet that you don't know why it's there.
I have two of them.
Do you really?
In each corner.
Oh my God, that's
weird. I use neither.
So we have a whole bunch of different theme songs. Now, the guy who makes them all, Richard Murphy,
yes,
has told me with St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Oh, he made a special one.
He's got one that's called Broken Glass. Now I'm looking for it here.
I'm afraid of that one.
Broken Glass, Broken Glass, Broken Glass. There it is. I found it. Okay, so here is the theme song. Oh God, it looks long. We might not get through this one.
All right.
But Broken Glass theme song for Can Steve.
Well, long ago and far away on the South Dakota prairie, there was a man who looked at things a little bit differently. So he packed his bags and he moved his things to the Colorado Rockies and joined Slacker on Alice Radio, but don't call them disc jockeys. Soon they found out
that I mean, how long do I... I can't.
I know.
In good faith, I can't let it. There's still another 20 seconds of this thing to go.
It's a lot.
Can't Steve ruin this any more than that did?
Okay.
Teenagers did an amazing thing.
No way.
For a woman. See, already, I think you're not going to ruin this one.
Teenagers.
A woman who needed help in their neighborhood. There's a woman in Parsippany, New Jersey, who's been on dialysis for a while.
Oh.
And if she doesn't go in for regular treatments, she could die.
Yeah.
One of her neighbors has been shoveling her driveway all winter to make sure she can get her car out, but he's a paramedic and had to work when the last big snowstorm hit.
Oh.
So his little brother stepped in to help instead.
Oh.
His name is Patrick Lanigan. He's a high school senior. He offered to wake up before school and shovel the driveway, but he knew it would take a while. So he was smart about it, and he asked a few friends to help.
Oh, there you go.
Four of them ended up sleeping over at his house that night. They all got up at 4:30 in the morning and knocked it out in about 30 minutes. Now, they were hoping school might get canceled that day so they could go back to bed, but no luck. Most of them didn't sleep much, but they were all happy to have helped this woman get to her life-saving dialysis treatment. Patrick's dad was so proud of him, he posted some photos on Twitter, and now they're going viral.
Of course they're going viral now.
Can Steve ruin this?
You know who I feel most sorry for is this woman's neighbors, because then you got these guys out there shoveling snow at 4:30 in the morning. Thanks for waking me up. Scrape, scrape, scrape.
So the scraping sound of a woman receiving life-saving dialysis.
Why does she? They have home dialysis. Why does she have to go somewhere?
God.
They can come to you in your own home.
So wait a minute.
Yeah, you don't have to shovel at 4:30 to wake me up. Just call them over at 9.
What if her dialysis is earlier in the morning?
Look, all right, then 8.
Reschedule your damn dialysis, woman.
Yeah, have it done at home.
You have 5 high schoolers.
Oh, you're right, dude. They're
at 4:30
yelling
in the morning.
They're just loud.
I'm guessing they were laughing a lot.
All that stuff, making fun, building stuff, just being outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for waking me up.
So then what you're saying is they should have let her die.
No.
What are you saying?
Call the home dialysis people.
Call the...
swing by.
You would still have to shovel so they could bring her...
Yeah, but not early in the morning. They can swing by at noon. They have hours. They're open 8 hours a day.
Yes, instead of doing all this, instead of being amazing.
Right. Mm. Yeah, all they did was just make the neighbors mad.
Okay, well, you've made me mad, so
right.
Steve can ruin it.
All
Let's hear a little bit more of this piece of...
Okay.
So they went and created a little feature for the man who thinks differently. And now the question is asked by all, can Steve ruin this story too?
Yeah,
and he can.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.